Researchers are hard at work on two feasibility studies for Hyperloop connections running through Ohio. That includes one route through Columbus. There's a strong current of optimism among many considering the technology, even if questions of cost and practicality remain out of reach. Hyperloop evangelists build the technology as the next evolution in transportation, able to move people and cargo at nearly the speed of sound. It's half train, half plane, but the argument goes more than the sum of its parts. The promise of moving hundreds of miles in a matter of minutes through a tube has many local leaders dreaming of Hyperloop stations in their backyards. And Columbus is no different.
We have made an announcement that we're going to be moving forward with something known as the Rapid Speed Transportation Initiative.
This is Thea Walsh. She handles transportation projects at the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission, or MORPC. The group is pouring about $2.5 million into studying a potential Hyperloop route connecting Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Chicago. But she explains they're considering more traditional rail service as well.
I mean, certainly we're excited about the potential for Hyperloop, but that is yet to be proven, and there are no standards in the United States for that technology today.
Walsh explains feasibility studies from 2013 pegged the cost for rail service between Columbus and Chicago at about $1.25 billion. And those forecasts have almost certainly risen in the intervening years. Meanwhile, Virgin Hyperloop One, the company MORPC is partnered with, contends their technology will cost less than traditional rail.
I have no idea about the cost, and I think it's in such its infancy stage today. But I can tell you right now, it's not going to be cheap.
Carla Bilo spent 35 years working for GM and Nissan. Before taking up her current role as president of the Center for Automotive Research in Michigan, she worked at Ohio State, researching mobility systems. Bilo sees Hyperloop as a huge opportunity for Central Ohio, noting how much freight moves through the region. But she's realistic about the challenges. To Bilo, the biggest obstacle is making the leap from cargo to people.
The G-forces, you know, there's many things that can cause situations to happen that won't be pleasant for the traveler. I'll just put it that way.
Late last year, Hyperloop One got a test vehicle up to 240 miles per hour. Comparable, but not quite as fast as the Shanghai Maglev train. To make good on claims of Columbus to Chicago in about 30 minutes, the company will need to crank top speeds up to about 700 miles an hour, just shy of Mach 1. Bilo says that could take a while.
I think based on the current technology, we are at least 10 years out from a short way at full speed and safe enough for humans. I think it's probably going to be 20 or 30 years before you're going to see these habit trails really working well.
Jeff Chin from NASA's Glenn Center in Cleveland has worked on two earlier feasibility studies for Hyperloop. And he says the technology can work.
The conclusion I came to is you're essentially flying very close to the ground, and the vacuum tube can be considered kind of simulating the upper atmosphere almost. So rather than climbing up to a very high altitude, instead you bring that altitude down to ground level and then you fly through it.
But getting to the highest speeds does present a difficult engineering problem.
When you start moving at speeds close to the speed of sound, it causes the air around you to accelerate even faster than that when it has to get around smaller areas. And so when air is trying to move that fast, it can cause all kinds of problems in terms of causing shock waves and noise and vibration. And that also leads to a lot of inefficiencies in terms of your propulsion system.
Still, Chin thinks it's just a matter of balancing different inputs. One of his studies suggests the tube vehicles run through might need to be a bit wider, or the vehicles themselves might need to go slower. Either way, he thinks the trade-offs are manageable. MORPC is currently accepting bids for its feasibility study, with an eye on having the report completed about a year from now. Whether a Columbus Hyperloop station is actually in the cards and how much it'll cost to build, we'll have to wait until then. Nick Evans, WOSU News.